real good to see you again on this last day. We just really had a wonderful, wonderful feast. Again, I've had the most enjoyable feast I've ever had. I'll just tell you right now, I've been doing it for a number of years, but really, I'll tell you, the love is here. The Spirit of God is here. You work with a small group, but He's here. And that's the beautiful thing. God is with us, and He's guiding and directing us, and He's been inspiring us from the worship service, the prayer service in the morning, all the way through the feast. I've just appreciated. I'm sorry I haven't gotten to everybody to talk to you each individually, but I'm going to, before you leave, I'm going to try to catch you and just say hi or something, because I do really enjoy being with you. I just want to share with you just a brief period here about the Return to Torah Ministries. We've been actually praying for something like this for the last 20-some-odd years. My mother and I both had a dream, and I even spoke it before the commissioners in the counties. We had a meeting with them, and I didn't realize I was doing it, but I've got a dream too. And so I guess I must have went up to the mountain and looked out over it, and I said some words, and Mark has brought it back to my attention of what I said, and so I must have said it. But I really, this has been a dream of ours, and it's just something that I was born premature. I should not have been here on this earth at this time. But my mother went to God about me because she didn't expect me to live. And there were angels spoke to her and told her, "Ruby, don't worry. He's going to do some things for me." And He's also shown me some things too. And maybe in the future I'll be able to show you some of the things He showed me as a child. God does work with the children, and He does bless us, and He guides us and directs us. And there are things that we are going to do on the face of this earth that I don't believe that we've begun to do the work that God has for us. But there is a work, there is a witness that we have to do, and there's power and might and strength in God's Spirit, and He's going to do it. And so we just need to get ourselves ready. We need to be prepared. We need to be filled with God's Spirit from on high. And He's going to give it to us when the time is right. There's been a scattering of the brethren, and we think, "Oh, that's bad," but it's good. Because it helps us to grow when we have problems and we have trials and we have frustrations. And one of the things that's happened to us in Return to Torah, there's been trials and frustrations and anxieties, and things that we thought were going to go one way have not gone that way. And maybe we got in the way and we need to get out of the way. But, you know, God has made promise in James chapter 1, verse 27, that pure religion is to visit the widows and the orphans in their afflictions. And that has just come true, and that is something we have to do. That's one of the facets. God is multifaceted. He's not just one area. We, each one of us, is a building block. We, each one, has talents. We have gifts that God has given to us, and He wants us to share and bring that together. But right now, we seem to be out in individual areas being molded and shaped in those individual blocks. But there's a time coming where God is going to gather His sheep together. And a part of gathering His sheep together is, I feel, a part of Return to Torah Ministries, returning to the laws and the principles of God. And so God seems to be opening up a door, and if He's going to show us, and we get the key in our hands, and but we got a blessing from God that appears to be on the horizon. And it's, you know, I had, just to share another thing with you, just to step aside just for a minute, I had another thought in prior years that God wanted me to do a different kind of work, and I got a little ahead of Him, and I started doing things on my own. And I spent money, spent a lot of money, lost a lot of money doing that other project. That apparently was not necessarily where God wanted us to go. So hopefully this is where it is, and it seems as though we've got this door opening now, and we're going to go through it. Now, what we're going to do in the program is we're going to, we try to do things for the widows. We try to repair their lawns or cut their lawns, do their, you know, the hedges, if they need the painting on their buildings or something. And now these are true widows. I mean, it's not just any and every person that comes up and say, well, I'm a widow and you need to take care of me. No, these are people that are in the communities, and it's not just necessarily in one location. You know, it's spread around the world. So wherever we can find people who are in need, particularly widows and orphans, we will try to help them. We will try to minister to them. So we thought that this was the place. This is where we should begin. And so some of the activities in this building that we're going to get, and I want to get on with it. I don't mean to talk here that long. We want to have programs for healthy lifestyles. We want to talk about health projects. We want to talk about some of the things that we spoke about last night in the Bible study or in the health session, about things that you can do for yourself, where you can get these free radicals out of your system. There are things that you can do. So we want to educate people. We want to tell them how to keep their bodies healthy so that they don't have to be sick. But if they do become sick, we want to have the power and the strength from Almighty God that when they come and they ask for healing, we can ask God to heal them and the healing will be done. Because Christ has told us that the works that he did, we shall even do greater works than he did. Didn't he make that promise to us? Do you all know that? Where is the work of God being done today? Where is the healing being done? We see it among us at times, but it needs to be expanded. It needs to grow out. And so we want to help that. And when God opens the door, we want to be ready. We want to be prepared to go through and do what he is preparing us to do. So we're going to have health lifestyle programs. We're going to have things like arts and crafts in our building. We're going to even maybe have dances where we can do folk dances. You ever do the, there was a dance I learned in school, the polka. Anybody know how to do the polka? I learned how to do the polka when I was in school, and we also did square dancing. There are things where families can participate in it. It's not just two people dancing, but whole groups of people dancing. Those are the kinds of things God wants us to promote. He wants us to kind of reestablish his principles in the family relationship. Why can't the whole family dance together rather than just two? I think that's what God does. I think that's what we've seen in the past. We were down in Nashville, I think, a couple years ago, and the children were dancing, and the mothers and the fathers were dancing, and we were just doing things together. Why can't we do things like that? It was fun. We were tired at the end, and we were ready for the messages when they came out, but we were able to do those kinds of things. Why can't we learn how to do those things? Why can't we reestablish God's laws and principles, even in this wicked world that we live in? These are the kinds of things that we would like to do in the Return to Torah Ministries, in the building that God will give to us. And then it won't be limited to that building. We hope to expand it out to other cities and other communities so that all around the United States, all around the world, they can have these kinds of facilities. But it's got to start somewhere. Why can't it be with us? If no one else is going to do it, then why can't we do it? So that's a part of the program. We'll be taking trips to theaters. We'll play games. We'll have things like card games. Everything that's uplifting and enlightening and inspiring, we will try to do. And we will try to reestablish these principles among people in the community. We will visit nursing homes and we will sing to them. And we will tell stories to them, true stories about Jesus Christ. And when we sing and they come and ask, you know, why are you doing this? And then we will spend time talking to them. We'll try to do those type of things. We'll have marriage seminars on how to reestablish the principles of God into your marriage. And young people, what should you look for when you are getting married? What should you plan to look for? What do you want your marriage to be like? Do you just want to get married and get divorced? No. You want to stay married. You want to get those principles across to people. We're going to also have drug counseling and alcohol counseling for those who are abused. We're going to use the facilities for those purposes. And we'll have outreach activities, too, that'll go around to the various homes and schools. We are going to evangelize. We're going to talk our religion. You know, the church that I was put out of said that, you know, only the ministers would be doing the evangelizing. We would go to the world, we would talk to kings and give them the message, and the kings would take it to their country. That's not the way that I understand today that God wants us to be. He wants us to be the evangelists. He wants us to go to the various countries. He wants us to go to the various cities and the communities and the towns. He wants us to go to the schools and talk to people. And even in the stores when we meet people, he wants us to talk our religion. And even if we don't talk it, we can be a light and an example. We want to kind of teach people these kinds of things and go out from there. There's just many, many, many things that we want to do in our building. I mean, I've got a group that I'm studying with up in Kankakee, Bourbonnais. They know about the Return to Torah ministry, and they want to do some of the same things. And I'm hoping that maybe next year they can, many of them, they're just learning about the Feast of Tabernacles. So I'm hoping that they'll be able to come down and share with you with our feast for next year. Thank you very much. So, Mark Scott. Oh. Yeah. Well, the building, Mark and I went to the meeting, I think it was about a week ago, Thursday, and we sat there for 4.5 hours. We were thinking we were going to have to give a five-minute speech, and there were about 20 commissioners up before the board, and they were telling us that they were looking at us, and I said, this is not going to work. And I went over to Mark, I said, you're going to have to do the talking, because I don't think these people like me. I don't know. I was just getting that energy coming back, and it didn't look like they were going to give us the benefit, just because they were turning down some people and accepting others, and I didn't think they were going to accept us for it. But what happened is, I guess they made a deal behind the doors or something, and in the back room, that they were going to give us the building. And so after about 4.5 hours, they motioned over to Mark, and I didn't see it, but he didn't see it apparently. And so one of the other commissioners came off the pulpit where they were, the stage where they were sitting, and just tapped him on the shoulder and said, come on back here. You guys have the building. You don't have to keep sitting here. You got it. We worked out the deal already. $1 a year, I believe it is. $1 a year, you're going to have this building. All you have to do is fix it up and repair it. And it's not that badly damaged. It's a good-looking building. It's got a few things where we need some help on it. And we've got some programs going where there are organizations that are geared in already to give us the grants to get those repairs done. And we'll be telling you more about that as time goes on. And also, we do have one of the public works groups is already committed to help us to mentor young people into the programs. The Electrician Union, that's the one, has already agreed to come and help us with mentoring the young people on how can they qualify themselves and how can they pass the test and how can they get ready to become electricians. And they don't have to go to the school, they'll just have to come and be a part of the program. So there'll be mentoring programs, there'll be programs for the individual people in the congregation and who are affiliated with Return to Torah to go out and have all these activities. So there's much, much to be done. We ask for your prayers that we will do things according to God's will, that we won't get ahead of ourselves, that we won't be trying to do it ourselves, but we will wait on him and patiently look for his guidance and direction. So just keep on praying.